Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the nature and effect of financial contentment. This is a stage along your personal journey because your financial journey is so integrated into your personal journey. We definitely want to periodically talk about your money, which we do. If you want more details on this, you can grab the book Validation, Sabotage, and Freedom, The Nature and Effect of Money, and which goes through the nature and effect of money on the individual, on relationships, and on the world. And it's interesting, as we want to be mindful in every area of our lives, being mindful about your money is important, but there's an aspect that I think has been missing there, that we need to be mindful about the effect of your money on you. The effect of your connection with your money. How does it make you feel? How does it make you act? How does it make other people act? And it's really very interesting. So we're going to be talking about how the stage of being financially content, and I'll define that for you in a moment, how that affects you and the results of that. And so very interesting stuff. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, click the link in the show notes and let me know how it's going for you, what you're experiencing, what you're working with, how I can help. And before we dive in, quick shout out to new listeners in Glasgow. Very, very cool, very exciting, Glasgow. So thrilled to have you on board. Would love to visit your beautiful city one day, hopefully in the not too distant future. Thank you for this connection. So let's talk about financial contentment. And this is a phrase I just sort of made up because I felt like it was missing. Financial contentment is a key step along our financial path. We don't psychologically or financially go straight from realizing debt freedom to financial independence. So being debt free just means you don't have any debt. You don't owe any money to anybody. You don't have payments on anything. Except possibly a house. But other than that, no car payments, no student loan payments, no credit card payments, no car leases, nothing like that. So that's being debt free. And that has one effect, which we've spoken about before. And then most people, they work to get out of debt because eventually what they want to have is financial independence. And that I define financial independence as you have enough money that you can live off of the interest that that money creates. That you have enough money, well, the little rule of thumb is that you have enough that you could live quite happily on 4% of your net worth. That's financial independence. But there's this step in between, because you don't go from digging out of debt straight to all of a sudden you're financially independent and can live off of 4% of your net worth, and now you don't ever have to work again. Right? There's this whole territory in between where you have no debt, but you're saving and you're working towards financial independence. And I call that stage of your life financial contentment. You're debt-free and you're actively saving for your dreams. Your money now is not going towards servicing debts. Your money is now going towards you and your dream and the life you want to build for yourself. And when you're in this step, you can calculate how many months or how many years, more like years, usually it's going to take you. The path to financial independence is clear and you're moving along smartly. You're doing the things. You're working in that direction. And you know it's going to take you so many years to get there. And you might spend years, you might spend decades in this stage. So what you don't want is to feel dissatisfied in this stage, oh, because I'm not financially independent yet. Now, there can be a ton of joy, and there really is. It's a beautiful life in this stage where you have no debt and you're working towards financial independence, because it's very nice. You can see the path. It's very clear. You're moving down that path. You're taking those actions. You see the timeline, and you can have a level of confidence that this is going to happen. So every month, you're saving for your dreams and your goals, and every month, you have some fun money to play with. This is very different, right? Because when you were working to get out of debt, there was no space for fun money. It was everything towards the cause of getting out of debt. But now you might have a little fun money every month to play with. You might take a vacation. You might take regular vacations. They might be frugal vacations, or they might be a little bit more elaborate. Life is good. You can afford your favorite foods, maybe some eating out money, maybe some nice date nights, maybe some opportunities for your children or your loved ones. You feel in control of your finances and your life and your destiny, because you are. So you're content. It's really a very nice place to be. At this stage, you might find a reputable financial manager. This would be a good idea to invest your money and to help it grow faster. And you're also likely investing in retirement accounts. Or you might decide to be your own investment manager and choose your own investment products. So either way, this is a bit of a brave new world, investing and trying not to screw it up. And it's dizzying at first. It requires an incredible amount of trust in yourself or in your investment manager. So do your homework and make sure that they or you are worth that level of trust that it's going to take. Now, the effect of this stage is an overall happier you, better marriages, and better relationships between you and your children or your family. You're probably more relaxed, and you're happier at work, and that leads to more opportunities because you're naturally going to do a better job. It's a wonderful stage to be in. You cruise along, tracking your goals each month. And then one day, it just happens. You hit that magic number. Financial independence. And the effect on you changes yet again. So the big difference that we see here is when you're working your way out of debt, you tend to feel very peaceful and purposeful. It's not a stressful thing, because the fact that you're working on it, the fact that you're taking action for yourself and towards your goals, you feel very purposeful, mission oriented. And then when you get to this stage, you're debt free. It takes a couple of months to kind of realize it. And you party a bit, and you have to learn to loosen up a little bit, give yourself a little bit of fun money. And then you start this cruise along towards financial independence. And so it's this very contented time. That's really the best word to describe the feeling. You feel contented at work. You feel content on your path. You feel content that you're doing things for yourself. And it's a very enjoyable, smooth effect. And you sort of relax because you see that it's going to work. You see that it's going to get there. and you sort of buzz along this road. And so because you're relaxed and generally happy, you're going to do a better job at work. You're going to do a better job in your home life. And that means you're going to have more opportunities at work, more, you know, ideas that come for side gigs or whatever it happens to be, right? Because being relaxed and being happy, which is such a nebulous word, being content, being relaxed and content, you're going to have better ideas. You're going to have more positive interactions because you're not at a stress level. And everything just kind of comes up. So that rising tide is going to bring all the ships up, the family life, the work life, and all of it as you happily and move along. And this can be, like I said before, several decades. It can be many, many years. If you're lucky, maybe it's only a few months. But for most people, it's many years, possibly a few decades, depending on where you already are and your own particular situation. So enjoy this time, financial contentment, which will be a large majority of your total financial life will be spent in this stage. If you can work it quickly, then maybe you have even more time spent in financial independence. But we just have to see, right? What are the possibilities? What can be done? Planning, doing, and making it happen. And all the while keeping those dreams at the forefront of your mind. Why are you doing this? What is the life that you are working towards? Keep your eye on that prize and work towards that. And you will find, more often than not, that that day arrives sooner than you expect for all kinds of reasons. So there's something to look forward to. And if you're in that stage right now of financial contentment, enjoy. Do make sure that you give yourself a little bit of fun money. Because at this point, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Getting out of debt is often a sprint, even if a very, very long one. It's everything you've got all the time, 24/7, till you get there. But financial contentment is a marathon. So settle in, find your pace, make it fun. Make sure that you have your needs met, your opportunities for growth, a little bit of fun and enjoyment in there for yourself and for your spouse. And you'll get there. Let me know what questions, thoughts, ideas you have. Just follow the link in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.